strangely, it started because there was a Red Cross Fair happening, organised by the National Farmers Union in 1916, and one of the organisers, who was the interim chair, said, I think it's not a good thing that we're just having a celebratory fair for spring and not marking all the people who aren't here. So why don't we start the fair with a moment, his words, not mine, to mark all the people who aren't here. And they decided to mark it with 2 minutes silence. Less to do with remembrance in the sense of remembering people have fallen, but just remembering all the people who weren't here for that moment. And so that was, as far as we can tell, and no one's challenged it, it was the first 2 minute silence of anywhere in the world. The person who organised its son then had some correspondence in the 1920s with the Home Office, and they said the same, that it's the first 2 minute silence.
It must be such an accolade to know that this small town has made such a huge impact on the world to remember the fallen.
It was a delight for us to go, actually, good things that have happened and still happen now. And we wanted to make sure, because it's a two-part event. It's about remembrance, but also about renewal. And the reason it was held in spring is because that's the season that you associate with renewal. And that was really important to us. So we didn't want it to just be a historic parade. We wanted to commission a contemporary piece of music that would look forward, which we did with the Army, who have been great.
Joining me now is the man himself who wrote the specially commissioned piece of music, W01, Ben Mason, Director of Music. First of all, can you just tell us, how did it come about being asked to create this specially commissioned piece of music for Time to Remember?
Yes, I was approached in May last year by Farnham Maltings, and they wanted to commission a special piece of music that would really mark the 100 years since the first ever 2 minute silence. And they were quite prescriptive about what they wanted, and they wanted special words that meant something to the people of Farnham. And they also wanted to be quite a community event and collaborative with schools and local choirs and also the local reserve battalion. They were very keen that they got involved as well. So we have the Princess of Wales Royal Regiment Band, and they were fantastic augmentation to the musicians.
So tell us a bit about the piece of music.
The poetry is one thing that was important. We had the words of Wordsworth, who has links with the town, and also the World War One poetry from Binion. But it's not just the words, it's the music we used, actually, which was a folk song that has the title Farnham in it. And I used that for the inspiration, and also some of the melodic content came from that folk song called Farnham.
Also, J.M. Barrie, he was a resident here in Farnham, and you managed to squeeze that in as well.
Yeah, that's right. That was really important. We got that bit of J.M. Barrie in. And it's particularly poignant, the words to do with the Lost Boys. And part of the music is almost a lullaby, and that reflects the words of J.M. Barrie as well.
These woods we walked and played, waiting for the Lost Boys to come home from their journeys over distant, silent